Freshman was short. Like,
about 30. It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Ain't no way that freshman was 30.
It was like 35.
Yeah.
And with that being said, welcome back to the podcast of Young, Funny, and Black. We your host, man. I'm Ree.
I need me a look.
A little what?
Nothing. We rolling.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Stimmy.
Bit Mari. The biggest Mari.
Talk your shit.
No, because you're talking.
Boom, boom, boom.
I gotta let these folks know.
Just flash one time. Yo. Hey, man, it's your boy Tank. We is back in the building.
Hey.
With another banger.
With another banger.
Another one.
Another one.
DJ on the beat. No, it's a banger.
And another one.
And another one?
And a,
no. What is it? What that? 97? I think it's 97?
I think it's 97.
If that is correct, make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Get us the 2K, man. You know what I'm saying? Get us the 2K. You know what I'm saying? 100 episode round the corner.
Round the corner.
Finna pipe up. You know what I'm saying? The man behind the camera is going to be on front of the camera. Y'all ready for
the
that?
Man with
I don't
the
know
plan.
If y'all are ready for that. It's going
to
be great vibes.
Talk to him.
But until then, we're going to get into today's episode. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to talk to him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I like talking to the listeners. That's family. That's love. You know what I'm saying? They rocking with us. I'm rocking with them. And who Facts. Ain't? Fuck them.
Know that shit, right, boy? Talk to the people then.
Well, how y'all feeling today?
Another day, another dollar.
Hey, amen.
Yeah. Feeling.
Hey. Hey, what you feeling?
Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pork. Feeling that pork?
No, I'm just feeling.
Oh, okay. Damn. You had to put so much emphasis on the feeling.
Yeah, because I said
the spy. I didn't hear you though the first couple of times. I was in a little daze. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I don't want no smoke.
I know.
I just saw you flinch up once. So I don't want no smoke with you. You the biggest. Yeah.
Yeah, talk your shit.
Biggest.
First episode.
What for? Definitely talking about nah.
Hey, bro.
Have y'all seen?
Hey, what, bro?
Have y'all seen that man, that this bar South Carolina attorney get charged for murder of his wife and his son?
Yes, that is crazy. I knew he was guilty as soon as I see him.
That shit felt like a movie. It felt like a movie.
No, it's crazy because their history really goes far back. So I'm just finding out that it's a documentary on Netflix about their family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot.
They was talking about it.
They used
the
to be like really rich. Like they really used to run this shit for real.
And he lost the bag. They say he was going through like 20K pills a week.
On pills? Yes.
On pills? Nigga, you're tweaking.
Well, his plug was. No, he was happy.
Nigga, what? I'm talking about he living good. He hurt that nigga going to jail. He hurt. So apparently.
No, he was broke anyway. That's why he killed them.
Yeah, he killed them. And then. Alleged, no,
he's guilty.
His
verdict was guilty.
He's going to prison. He's going to be somebody's bitch. He's going to be somebody's
bitch
life. For a long time. And then after the fact, he tried to hire somebody to kill him, so he could put a policy
on his other son.
So the oldest son, he didn't
get
kill
some money.
And come to find out, when he was killing the other people in his family, he told the oldest son, or the oldest son was in Rock Hill. He must have knew it was up. Like, right, you just get on out of here. But that's crazy as fuck, though. Like,
that's sick as hell is what it is. Your wife and your son about some money?
How old you were?
I don't know. He was
too old
guy.
To be doing that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 50
plus. Damn, boy. Kill it in the air, you forget him.
Yeah, like.
He had to be off the
drugs. Look what the money make a bitch do.
He had to be off the drugs.
Bad. I'm talking about he must be fiending.
Because how can you just have the guts to just kill your wife?
And then
your youngest
and then
son,
call
your
the police.
Boy.
And then call the police. Talking
like
about
he came
some,
ran up on the scene.
Yeah, like talking about some. I heard the shots and then I went to go get my gun. But the gun that you went got is the same gun that killed the people. Be for real.
Let's keep this shit.
I murder.
You an attorney. You an attorney.
You an attorney, right?
Let me tell you though, I couldn't even tell you because honestly, that lawyer business, that lawyer firm that he had was inherited.
So he might have been garbage.
So it was like, you feel me?
He could have been garbage. He just got that shit handed.
He really probably could have just hired people on to do and make the money for him type shit because it was his law firm.
Yeah.
I don't even think, he probably not even
a
real certified lawyer for real, but he might be. Don't give me the lie. But he's
pills
crooked.
Fucked up his,
he always been
down.
Crooked in his game. And that shit just caught up to his stupid ass.
That's crazy. It's sad they had to pay the price for that shit, though.
Yes, that's so sad. And sick as hell.
And imagine the oldest son, like, he by himself. His mama gone, his brother gone, and his daddy in jail.
Everybody just gone.
He gonna need some therapy.
He definitely needed it. And I don't even know. Man, that's just crazy.
That's crazy. But y'all need to watch that documentary on Netflix. I can't think of the name of it.
Netflix might not have no movies on that motherfucker. But they surely are going to have some goddamn documentaries.
Oh, they're going to have
a will be having some documentaries. Hey, them documentaries be hitting though.
Outer Banks back out too.
Fuck that. Snowfall back out.
Snowfall is like Bel Air back out too.
I don't watch Snowfall with
you. Oh. Lights off, goddamn. With the lights
on? Yeah, that should keep you on your feet. I don't really watch Bel Air. Huh?
Yeah, it do be dim as hell on that Snowfall.
I don't watch Bel Air.
You don't? It's straight.
I ain't watched it.
I didn't heard of it, but I done watched little bits and pieces of it, bro, but I can't really get in tune with it. Like,
it's straight.
I don't know. Like, it's just weird. I done seen a couple episodes, but it ain't really my good cup of tea. I ain't gonna lie, that show low-key kind of corny to me.
Is it? It's actually straight to me, but that's your opinion.
Yo, yeah. Hell yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm on that. And I'm watching
Power. I gotta finish Power. I gotta finish Power.
I might have watched season one of Power Book 2, and that's where I stopped it. I ain't never watched none of the Powers, though. I've tried, but I feel as though
I gotta finish
too far
the
behind.
Like, I'm on season 5.
I don't even care about it that bad.
Of the first Power, so I'm behind. I'm behind.
I don't even care about it.
Them shits really make you be in tune with what, like,
and it's
damn.
Like it be it's so talked about. Even if I wasn't to watch Power and I would watch Power Book 2, I still wouldn't be that confused. I'll catch on.
Talking shit.
You really gotta
yes.
watch the
Power. But it's like,
mom and them used to watch it, so it's not like I don't know. I was just never want to sit down and watch no whole episode. But I've watched bits and pieces, and it's talked about everywhere on the internet. Them.
Yeah, it might be talked about, and you might hear a little scenes about the shit and other shit, but you really got to watch all the seasons from the first Power.
Child,
really
you know everything you need to know.
Nah, I'm telling you. You got to really watch this shit. You got to watch this shit, man. Real shit.
I feel that.
Come on, little Ed. Don't be like that.
Yes. Everybody crooked. They killed the detective. Little sis got killed.
Detective.
Whoa, spoiler.
This is Power, though. Everybody, if you haven't watched Power by now, you're not watching Power. It's like 50 11 seasons.
What are you talking about?
What's the light skinned lady that St. Patrick was messing with?
She wasn't no police woman. She was a goddamn lawyer.
Same difference. She worked for the law.
Girl, please.
Everything I need to know. What's name? Kill Keisha. Like, I know everything I need to know.
I didn't know that. Girl, shut the hell up. What the fuck?
He told you you're on season 5.
I don't know what season them is.
See what I'm saying? You got to watch that shit, man.
I'm fucked up right now because I want to see a little bit more, Lala. You know what I'm saying?
She fine.
Don't say too much. He's about to run down. He's about to run down.
Ooh.
I'm talking about being married.
Yeah, we seen them.
Season 3.
Not you remember that one. Yeah. Remember Sean.
Do you remember
the
time?
Y'all need to watch BML. She's got 8 out on BML. Like, two
oh my
seasons
gosh.
Ago. I mean, like 2 episodes.
Oh wow.
Charles always got some.
Kiki, do you love me?
His little stroking ass.
I mean, not Charles Lamar.
Yeah, nah. Charles had two. Charles had the one that can't pump right.
Yeah, he the one with the wife.
Yeah.
He's sick. That's a sick man.
Yeah.
I'm confused because I don't know who these characters are.
Yeah. What's wrong with him? And he go to church every Sunday. What's wrong with him?
And still be fucked up. And that be the thing.
No, what gets me is that you cheating on your wife and can't even fuck right.
You can't even get down.
Can't even fuck right.
What?
just spoiler filled today. What's up with you?
How dare you?
What's wrong with
you? How dare you?
No.
The audacity. No.
Yeah, you got the audacity over here spoiling all these damn spoilers. You wrong as hell for this. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't even started being Memphis.
Y'all better let them folks know. But those memes are on Instagram. That's the only reason why I know, because I don't watch BML.
He got caught, though.
No, he got caught. See, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't watch these shows. I'm going based off of what I be seeing on the internet. So that's on me. I'm sorry.
You know. know.
I hate this.
It I'm surely will.
I ain't telling no spoilers yet, but I'm about to tell you.
You just did. I gotta cover my ears, bro.
I didn't know I was spoiling anything.
Niggas is finna turn the episode off because you want to just keep talking about it. This is like, fuck YMVP. I ain't even get to watch the episode yet because I'm waiting for my lady to get off of work so we can watch it together. And here go Tank and Maury. Want to spill the beans. Now the beans all over the floor. Ain't nobody got no Swiffer sweeper. Niggas ain't got no trash can.
That's your fault.
Niggas is just fucked up.
That's your fault. That shit came on that.
And now we got one less subscriber because they don't want to fuck with us. But fuck them if they gonna unsubscribe. Because why you unsubscribing? You supposed to be subscribing.
Well,
to
I didn't know I was spoiling that. I ain't mean to. I was getting my information from the little bit that I seen and the internet. I apologize to everybody.
She apologized. You feel better now?
I accept it. I don't feel better, but I accept it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still straight, you know what I'm saying? Life go life, you know what I'm saying? But
damn, man.
My fault, y'all.
Fuck you, wee ball.
My fault, y'all.
Damn. Let's talk about somebody that got to win. You know what I'm saying? Dudie Low wins $11 million lawsuit against FTN Bay following her sexual assault claims against him. And she got arrested.
I'm at a loss for words.
That bitch was on live yesterday. Somebody. I ain't look at her live. I think she got out of jail.
Damn.
But she gonna be broke.
Yeah, she out of jail because she posted something.
He can't have it.
But she was like, I think what she went to jail for had nothing to do with him winning the court case or whatever. I wouldn't say that it wasn't correlated, but I don't think it specifically has something to do with that. Shit. Like maybe she broke a restraining order or something.
I saw her charges.
I know.
So she lying. Somebody lying.
What was her charges?
They said something like falsifying paperwork.
It was something about the case. Like it's something because remember she was trying. I guess she was trying to have something to back it up, but she tried to blame it on something basically.
No, that's so sick to me though. Why is you got that little boy lying talking about he got screws in his area?
Come on now.
That's not something.
That didn't even sound
say.
Right.
About your
that's
child,
not something you say.
And then
say
you go to Instagram
to try and ruin somebody's character. You could have said he gave you something or something like.
What
the baby got to do?
That's
with this,
good.
I mean, it's better than putting a baby in it and calling it sexual assault with foreign objects. Like that's odd as fuck, girl. Like, you could have said he damaged your property. He shot at you. You could have said anything, bitch. What the baby got to do with it? That's sick.
That is sick. So that's why y'all gotta watch who y'all putting y'all dick in, man.
You gotta watch
because
it, bro.
These hoes ain't fair. It's for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Listen. You gotta watch who you was out here trying to lay with and sleep with
you
and
do.
Have a kid with. See, that's the problem. Niggas be wanting that they want that easy coochie. Some niggas y'all need to learn how to have some bougie dick. That be y'all problem.
Mm-hmm. You niggas is easy as fuck. Cause
y'all be trying to put y'all dick in any motherfucking thing. Y'all don't even know whole time. That motherfucker crazy as hell.
She's knocked off.
A whole lot of screws loose.
Screws.
Bitten and been to an insane asylum. Goddamn.
And you will never
mental health
family no more.
She got three prescriptions.
Three prescriptions. All psychotic medications.
But she can't keep a friendship.
She look good on Instagram. So that's what you about to.
And bounce the titties.
Yeah, she a stripper.
Go shake them tits.
Yeah,
I think she was a stripper, or she is a stripper.
Yeah.
So that's probably how they even got into cahoots. Anyway,
you cannot fall in love with a club.
Y'all gotta watch.
Can't do that.
Y'all doing, man. Y'all just can't put y'all.
It's not P.
No, for real, but
that's not P.
Now she's gonna be broke
forever.
Because whatever job she got, every time you get a check, oh, your check's gone. Them shit's gonna be.
You working for free.
Yeah.
You working for free.
You down there paying child support.
That's what I'm saying. I swear to God, I was thinking
the
same thing.
She gonna be doing promos on
Instagram. Like, that shit ridiculous.
No shit influence. She might be doing promos.
She might get a little OnlyFans.
Or she do OnlyFans. I think she do OnlyFans. She be playing with it.
Look, Cootie.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you that because I might be lying. She might not have one. But if I'm not mistaken, I think I've seen some shit like that.
How much did you spend on OnlyFans? You done bought OnlyFans before. How much you paid for it?
say that for next week.
Hey,
next time.
Hey, I'm gonna come up with some other shit for next week.
Oh boy.
Yeah. What's up, man?
How would y'all feel about this? Because I'm gonna say this now before. I'm like, I don't feel like he's wrong. I'm on Chris Brown's side right now. So Chris Brown throws a fan's phone off stage for repeatedly being on it while he's performing for her at his concert.
You can throw my phone as long as you buy me another one.
She got
her phone back. She brought her on stage.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
And she on her phone?
He didn't have a phone.
Unless she recorded.
She was trying to record at least. But honestly, all the people in the crowd, girl, you better find you a motherfucking video. Somebody got it.
Somebody got it.
You feel me? You better soak in that moment. This is Chris Brown.
Yeah. You just got to live in the moment.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
But he shouldn't have threw it in the crowd. Throwing it in the crowd was a bit much, but he definitely could have been like, put your phone down or slid it across the stage or moved it somewhere. But he ain't have to throw that shit in the crowd, because what if she didn't get it back? It's not.
I ain't going to lie. That's like me getting a lap dance on stage. From a, say if I'm at a concert. Mm-hmm. Say if I'm...
Tiana Taylor.
Lotto.
God.
Tiana Taylor.
Hell, what's up with that?
Her body's so melanin. Yeah. So say if she give me a lap dance on stage, right? I'm trying to record. I'm trying to get a POV. And she throw my phone. She going right after my phone, right there in the crowd. I'm going to throw her ass with it. Y'all believe, where the fuck you throw my phone? Your ass getting thrown right there.
So go get it.
Yo, you gonna go find and finish the dance and tell Iman we can get it after.
What?
But real shit. I mean, I don't know.
Throwing the phone into the crowd was a bit excessive. You feel me?
Yeah, my mind, girl.
It was a bit excessive for real though. He could have. Yeah, he definitely out at stage. He could have slid it on stage or something, but he ain't had to throw that shit. But he played too much.
When I seen that shit, that shit was funny.
Goofy ass smile on his face. He just played too much. Yeah, but. I don't know.
We all know niggas like that.
It's just a lot going on with Chris Brown in the media as of recently, and he just need to lay low a little bit.
He like, yeah, he can't stay away.
He need to lay low a little bit.
Man, Chris went on a rant, though, like about, you know what I'm saying, when he was, and he was going in, though,
shit,
about the Grammy, like,
that Grammy shit, I'm not gonna lie.
And that woman talking shit about him.
I don't
him
know
after,
who that man is either.
About, no, I'm talking about after him and Chloe Bailey had posted a song.
I'm getting a little tired of your program. Promise it.
And it was a woman. She was like, why would she work with him? Da, da, da. He beats on him. Da, da, da. But then he was basically saying that it's crazy. Y'all keep bringing my past up like I can't grow as a person. And then he was bringing up, but y'all don't bring up all these entertainers. And he blew up the spot for all the white entertainers. Yeah. And his picture was on that article. That shit is funny, but
he did bring up Blueface, and they got into it.
That is true, because he was like, how you gonna be mad at me, but y'all tuning in every Sunday to watch Blueface beat Chris ass and vice versa. So it's like people pick and choose, and it's like, at the end of the day, man.
People make mistakes. It was a fucked up mistake, but we can't pick and choose. Chris.
But I feel like a lot of people misconstrued how.
But I was about to say she smacked that nigga and she tried to crash the wheel.
And she spit on him.
It was more mistakes. We talking about the main mistake that he's labeled with.
Sit here and slap me and spit on me and think there ain't about to be no repercussions.
And then I'm trying to drive. I want to live.
I ain't gonna lie though. For him to be driving. He beat that bitch. Listen, he didn't have to do that. Like,
hold on, bitch. Hold on.
Let me pull over.
Like, really, as a dude, all he really had to do was boom, and she would have been good. Like, he beat her up like they was face to face. Like, that shit was, he
must have been driving with his knee like.
They was duking it out.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did lie about that. Oh, he did.
That's allegedly. I ain't seen no paperwork.
Damn. You don't get 5 years. On anybody. Damn.
But don't got custody of their child. So how does that work? Wait, who kid he got there?
Yes, okay. He has a tie.
Okay, I promise you, because they all looking like, well, I ain't gonna lie, they all that motherfucker picked the same ones. Like, you like my ex, come here. Yeah. I always thought that shit was weird. Like, that's kind of like, that's like tie. The, like, that's like Chris Sales. I'm not finna go get no girl that look just like Queen. That's weird.
After Karrueche,
cringy.
They kept looking like Karrueche.
They all kept looking like Karrueche. Then he have a baby with a
but
Karrueche.
You know what?
Like,
I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you, though. If he's in the limelight and we know this nigga put his hands on people, common denominator. Don't be with the nigga.
That's an astute observation.
It is though. If it's a dude known for whooping bitches' asses,
and you think,
like, if it's known that he will put his hands on a female, on a woman, and have no regard. Yes, he apologized, but he beat the fuck out of Rihanna.
But hold on.
You push Karrueche 2 pounds soaking wet down some stairs.
Allegedly.
Down some stairs.
But this the thing though. If some woman out there that see that and be like, I wish the fuck you would. And then he do it, and then they be confused.
And then they wish that he would have did.
Exactly.
Looking stupid, no.
And they be confused, like, be for real.
I just wouldn't put myself in that predicament. I'm scared.
The more you fuck around, the more you gonna find out. That's real shit. And that's obviously what's going on.
No, you know
that's
what?
That's obviously what's going on.
I'm gonna say this. Really. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at that. It's not the fact of what he did. It's the fact of how people pick and choose who they want to keep persecuting. Absolutely. When he's not the only one actually doing this shit. Like Trey Songz. Like R. Kelly, who's serving life in prison, but we still step into the name of love.
He's got 20 more years.
You feel me? Like, so it's like, it's just people, and people keep bringing up this topic of Chris Brown when the football player just got 6 months for whooping. He slung that girl to the TV.
She's crazy.
And got 6 months and 2 years probation. And he slung her like the football on the field.
Just like how you said, in front of the baby. She went through the wall.
What's his name? Like Zach Stacy?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
He big as all us in this room. Yeah. Slung that white girl
that
like
muscle, that. Muscle, too. That shit. That shit crazy.
But you know what's crazy, though?
That
she the
crazy.
One who got him the damn 6 months.
She helped him out?
Yes. Talking about she don't think jail would help with his mental health. He needs rehabilitative
guys,
help.
That's what delusion looks like.
Chaplain, I'm taking his ass to trial.
No, that motherfucker going up under the jail.
That
motherfucker still playing football so she can still be in the
field. He ain't playing football.
Ain't no more football for him.
He was a football player, but he's not playing. After this shit, he might try to go to the XFL or something.
But NFL? NFL? Canadian? XFL, that's probably his best bet. Flag football, maybe rugby. He might need to get in the boxing ring. It's big ass.
He can get in the ring.
Jake Paul.
Now that surprised me. That was funny as fuck. Nah. Tommy talked a lot. She talked some cash money.
Maddie was boxing that bitch on God. She actually trained. Tommy's ass came in like she was finna goddamn street fight. Oh, she was fucked up. She's an alcoholic, and I pray you go get some help, because you probably going through some real shit.
Alcohol is not the issue, it's not the problem.
I mean,
she probably got paid. I really feel like Tommy could have whooped Natalie ass, because Natalie cannot fight. Natalie's just big. I really feel as though they paid her a very pretty bag to get up there and get her ass whooped, and she just had to get drunk for it.
Because
that was the only way she was going to go along with it, because she ain't no pussy. You see that in
Krishan is a
Krishan got serious, especially off that look. That ain't nothing to play with.
That motherfucker, she allegedly is pregnant. I just don't believe it.
I keep that shit real.
who's had replacements but continues
to take the shit out.
She got a tattoo of blue face on the tooth.
Yeah, I'm down for not fighting nobody like that.
Because
I just fight you. You're obsessed.
She got blue face everywhere. She got Jonathan's.
Yeah, she's working out.
She's not pregnant.
That's not okay.
It can't be. She's not pregnant.
You got to show me.
I got to see some proof.
Them three pregnancy tests and three heartbeats is not fooling me. I need an ultrasound.
And then, like, I don't want to say this, but I think the girl on the spectrum, for real, like, she really needs help.
I don't think so. I wouldn't say she's...
Both of them, but this is the thing, she's on the spectrum,
but she just needs a lot of help. Like, she has... She been going through shit before Blueface.
Absolutely.
She just ain't stopped going through shit.
Yeah.
And it's starting to show.
Exactly.
To be honest, ever since she done popped out pregnant, I don't know. She been trying to act a little different. But I've been knew Krishan had since because of her in her previous days. But it's just the behavior she's been showing nowadays. Be like, girl. Yes, that's what I'm saying. She only acts. It's that bag. They doing all that is for money.
Got to be.
entertaining.
She's showing her ass.
And it's like we can't unsubscribe from it. Like,
because she has said she's talked before. It's been one-on-one interview. They just came out with a one-on-one interview as of recently. Motherfuckers starting to fuck with Chris Sean now, like on some serious shit. And that's why Blueface really mad. Yeah. And he doing, that's a sassy nigga.
Nah, listen. This is the thing. This is the crazy thing. As much as the much as crazy shit he be saying,
he's sassy as fuck.
And he is. He is. I can't believe I had watched. It was, I guess it was part of that show, or whatever. He was talking to like Chris Sean's family, and it was like a 5-minute video. And when I say, I knew something was wrong. I should have known she wasn't raised right because her family didn't make no sense. Blueface was the most like sane person in the conversation, made the most sense. And I'm confused. Like, I side with this nigga right now. I'm confused. Like, Blueface. They're both. Both parties. Both parties involved. Both
parties.
You
know what I'm saying?
You can't blame.
The problem. Now they're saying that she really the problem.
Both of them are the problem. Both of them have their issues.
Both of them have their issues, but I really feel like he's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, he pokes and prods at her, and he knows her triggers, and he knows how to set her off. But people don't really pay no attention to it because he's such a cool guy. He keep this little low-key, nonchalant demeanor. He stay calm. He don't really raise his voice and hoop and holler like she do. Yeah. But he definitely be pushing his buttons, and he knows what he be doing. Listen, like, when they was on the Zs interview on YouTube, reacting to something, whatever they do. I can't remember what they do now.
Maybe freestyle.
And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
And he had made something slick talking about the baby not mine or something like that while she was there. But, you know, she didn't say shit. Now, the old Krishan would have piped up on his ass, but she didn't say shit. And, but he looked back at her when he said it.
Yeah, I'm glad he stopped.
He be knowing what he be doing.
He does. And that's why I say both parties involved, because it's not like Ike Turner thing where Ike Turner is beating on.
Yeah,
because
I'm sure she definitely.
It's more of a Bobby Whitney. Both of them is at fault. Both of them is tweaking out.
I'm pretty sure everybody know both of them not right.
Like, not right. Yeah. And she be tweaking too. Let's not forget. She be
tweaking. It's her, really, really.
That's what I'm saying.
But it might be him too. They might both just come from fucked up ass families and they got them both fucked up.
Hurt people, hurt people. And get along.
Cause
and
to me, Krishan. Right. We know Krishan people. But Blueface, his mom and them try and put on a front though.
He kicked his mama.
They come off
his
different.
His mama and sister, because they are leeches for real. Well, the mama helped him come up. She bought a couple of his like studio sessions. But after that, really, it was really all him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like they try and hide the hand, like they played the part like they did more than what they really did. You know what I'm saying? So it's like both of them come up from fucked up places trying to do something right, and I'd be confused, man. I think they just...
Pray for our misguided youth.
I just want to unsubscribe to all of their drama. Like, I don't want to hear about it no more. I'd be tired.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be tuned into the show, but all the YouTube shit, I don't really watch too much no more, but I'll watch that show when it drop.
Yeah, I just...
It's just tiring.
It is.
Oh, he pissed me off. He a little bitch, too.
All these niggas some bitches on.
So, how y'all felt about the Ruby situation? But this the thing, too.
Played out, though.
This the thing, too.
They said
Krishan was there. She the one posting the messages. Krishan liked
she
fire.
She said she did it because of Krishan, and then Krishan and Blueface went on that double date with Hallie and DDG, but Krishan was more on some shit like, you're a grown woman. I didn't really tell you what to do, but I told you that if it was me, I would tell her what the fuck going on. On some real shit, like woman to woman, this man trying to act out loyal, trying to act like shit sweet, always downplaying Ruby name, but you hitting her up.
And then the video, he was like, I hate this bitch.
I'm not taking no advice from Krishan.
Zero. That's what I'm
saying. That was her fault.
I would never.
That's why Krishan said she a grown ass woman. I just told her my opinion. Ain't nobody tell her to follow it.
And
I don't think that was her shirt.
They said it was cap. He said it was cap. It kind of looked like.
What I what now?
This the thing.
No. From when? I'm keeping that shit
real.
That's
crazy.
That's bad business.
When you leave, you taking all your shit with you.
Yeah.
You ain't keeping shit over here. Like, when me and you done, Everything you got, take that shit on.
Because ain't no coming take back. Ain't no coming
even
back
the shit
to
that I didn't bought you, I don't care. I don't want it. I can't do nothing with it. Take that shit on back with you. Feel me?
That's corny right
that's
there.
That's like, bro, boom. I'm fucking with this bitch. Me and the bitch start fucking with each other. I leave my hoodie over there. But come to find out, she letting another nigga wear my old hoodie. Then I'ma have to go over here and now I'ma have to shake your ass because what in tarnation do you have going on? I'm not saying Ruby wrong because, no, is it Ruby? Ruby the one that goddamn Holly was wearing the shirt. Hey, Haley, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real, man.
I just feel as though because of who Holly is, because don't get me wrong, it's plenty of videos of Hallie talking about her type and what she wants and this, that, and the fourth, and she's really not as innocent as she... Well, I'm not going to say as she
portrayed,
seems, but, like, yes, she's a sweet girl, she's cute, she's bubbly, but she's grown as fuck.
People, you feel me? Yeah,
and she still like what she like, and I guess DDG is what she like, and that's what she signed up for. But I feel as though Ruby didn't have to say as... Something, bitch, da da da. You could have texted Hallie personally. This is Beyonce's stepdaughter. Like, we don't do that internet shit for real. Like,
and
just
but
like
people,
how DDG
think,
was in your DMs, DM
think,
her or something.
I think people still have this idea of Holly as a child actor. Yeah. You feel me? And so they just think, oh, she's just so bubbly. You cannot. Keep thinking these kid actors are different.
Hallie's
y'all see Miley Cyrus when she came in like a wrecking ball. You cannot fuck
with
these people.
With the drum.
Like these people, you feel me? They are their own person.
But
so at some point,
see, that's the thing though. That's only what. But see, people don't know what they don't see.
Right.
If old girl ain't putting out the rest of her life.
Yeah.
That's all people got to portray her as. Oh yeah, she's still this little sweet little girl.
Yeah.
That we knew from back when.
And that's
Miley Cyrus. Popped out sweet, but then she popped out crazy too.
Yeah, and that's the thing I hate about social media because it's like it's this false imagination of what I was. That image you got in your head, delete it. I'm not that same person. No, he's gonna soak it up. He is wrong, but that's just who DDG is.
No,
he's gonna get his view.
Because
you gotta think about this, right?
Fuck, because as your girl.
Yeah.
As your girl, why the fuck are you still egging this shit on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck you mean?
I'm not saying he's not
you
wrong.
You done already got exposed for texting this bitch, and she hasn't said nothing since then, and you done came out with a whole diss track,
No,
bro.
Well, she
bothering you that bad, bro?
This is what I say.
The messages can't be no CGI if it's bothering you that bad, bro.
Hold on. This is what I'm going to say.
No, it's not.
You have to remember where people come from. DG, Daryl. Daryl comes from YouTube. He comes from YouTube. YouTube back in the day, when the shit drama pipes up to get more views on you, you're gonna drop a diss track to keep the name shit rolling.
Okay,
but hold on.
You feel me?
I understand that, but you gotta understand he still has that platform as an artist where people don't really respect him as a music artist because he came from YouTube. So he still has to have a name for him to keep making money to stay relevant.
Hallie done had his
you
ass.
You feel me?
Hallie done had his ass at Beyonce.
I'm just saying that's from him.
You
from him.
Do
I'm not saying he's right.
Bag is not today's bag. You done been exposed to different shit.
Yeah.
You have been exposed to different shit. You're on a. Didn't he go to the brunch? Didn't she take him to the brunch? Like, you doing different shit. Now, my boy, you can't be doing that same YouTube shit. This is what's about to get you respected as a goddamn artist because she's about to have... She got plugs and connects. She's an artist. Her motherfucker said, make a song with your girl instead of making a diss track about your ex, bitch.
I just feel like that's some lame shit. I ain't gonna count. I ain't gonna be real. I feel what you're saying.
I'm not saying this right. I'm just saying from his perspective, that's what the eyes you have to remember.
But niggas not even worried about DDG like that no more if it's not involving woo wop anyways.
Cool.
So he just
needs
to be more.
He
needs to be more positive and just keep fucking with woo wop and all that extra shit is. But Ruby started this one.
She did.
DDG he's just still on the internet, but Ruby started this one.
I feel like it's like a situation where it's like...
Entanglement.
Yeah. I feel like it's just
Justin
bullshit. It's just
Justin Little Boy said niggas say they can have a love triangle. We're going to even it out and make it a rectangle.
Not a rectangle.
Hallie, no, you had to double it, girl. That's all I'm saying. Ain't no nigga about to embarrass you on the internet and you're that girlfriend. You're the Little Mermaid. You are the Little Mermaid.
You finna be
You are popping. The prodigy of the Beyonce. Like, boy, you is not about to play with my name on the internet. Got me looking stupid. Got me wearing this girl shirt. What you talking about? I'm pissed off about that shit.
So what would that, how would you feel being in that situation?
Pissed off. I probably, it wouldn't even be no Hallie and DDG no more. I ain't even going to lie to you. Fuck that nigga. That's exactly what
so
it means.
So you ain't going to stick beside him?
No, I wouldn't stick beside him. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah.
Mm. For real, though.
I feel you, man.
Because that ain't nothing to play with. Don't play with me.
And that being said, man.
That's a little weird.
That is a little weird.
It's very weird.
It's definitely
It's
weird.
Just one of them situations where
they said the cousin or the friend, whoever Ruby's friend, said that Hallie used to be in Ruby's close friends. So she used to know what the fuck she used to go through with DDG.
Maybe that's still what she wanted. If she seen the red flags and continue to push forward, then that's what she wants.
And that go back to saying she didn't already address what her type is. People just portray her as this girl because that's how she portrays herself as, but she really a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
Who's just as delusional as the rest.
Let's not act like her sister ain't pushing P2.
Oh yeah.
Major.
So it's in their blood. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand.
More with them hips, Lord.
When people show who they are, you gotta believe them. Believe them.
You think about that ass.
With them heels.
You think about that ass.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Chloe.
Gunna fumble.
Shout out to Chloe.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Chloe.
Gunna fumble.
Yeah. Thinking in the Gladys Knight pie.
Shout out to Chloe.
You see how Chris Miss Brown was close on the album cover, as they
shout
should be.
Chloe.
Yeah.
With them hips. Yeah, hey, girl. Yeah. Represent.
Yeah.
Pushing.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Capital.
Yeah. That's pound cake right there.
Major.
That's
I
like,
love them. I love them.
Red velvet cake, like.
I love them.
Digging in the Gladys
Knight
sweet
pie. I think they're
doing
good for themselves. Like, Chloe may can calm down with the sexual stuff, but I feel like they're doing pretty good for themselves.
Absolutely.
Doing good for themselves.
The Baileys, the sisters.
Absolutely.
They doing pretty good.
They doing what they got to do.
Because Chloe been in movies since Madea.
Yeah.
What Madea she was in?
What Madea Chloe was in? I couldn't tell you. I'll find it, though.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Know how you be.
Yeah, I'll find it, but I can't remember which video she was in.
That being said, man, make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Get us to 2K. Road to 2K. Road to 5K. Road to 10K. 100 episode around the corner. Make sure y'all following the Instagrams in the description. Make sure y'all commenting. Make sure y'all sharing. Say your grandma, your dog, your cousin, your neighbor, your secret link, your hoe, your mama, your sister, your sneaky link, your wife, your girlfriend.
Because you got multiple of. We know y'all got more than one.
You know what I'm saying?
Be real.
So just, you know, everybody.
Be who you are.
You know what I'm saying? And join the family. So.
Peace.